You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. It's been an interesting season for the Giants. They were on top of the world, and they were kind of on the bottom of the world, and then they were sort of in between. So now that we're in the stretch run, they seem to be struggling a little bit again, but we still kind of feel, I think, that they're going to be there when it comes down to crunch time again in September. So let's bring in our MLB.com reporter for the Giants, Chris Haft. Chris, you know, every time I talk to you, I feel like we're sort of talking about what's the problem with the Giants, even though they do manage to stay afloat. But the latest issue seems to be Tim Lincecum, who over his last four starts, his ERA has gone up almost a run, which is a little bit alarming. So what is going on with him, and what do you make of all of that?
Well, it's kind of a not to use too big a word, but a conundrum, Allison. It seemed like he had really put things together around the All-Star break and shortly after that. I mean, he threw his second career no-hitter, both against San Diego, and kicked off a stretch of about four straight starts where he was, he seemed like he had completed that transition from thrower to pitcher, which is something he's going to have to accomplish to be successful, since he does not throw, you know, in the mid to high 90s anymore. But since that four-game stretch, it just seems like he's kind of regressed. It's one if it's not one thing, it's another. You know, sometimes there's one pitch that betrays him. Sometimes his mechanics are off. A couple times he's done okay, but hasn't gotten really good run support. Well, I think every junk pitcher in the Giants can make that claim this year at some point or another. So, there's a lot of things going on, and not many of them good.
Yeah, and that's really alarming, considering the Lincecum is a guy that you don't want to have to worry about. I mean, this is not a team that has a lot of wiggle room and a lot of different positions, but a lot of things kind of have to go right, and there's not a lot of plan B with a lot of areas of this team. So I'm sure that, I mean, they got PV, but that's not going to, you know, be like this huge difference maker. I mean, everything kind of has to be running soundly before you add like a Jake PV to your rotation. So do you think that the management is concerned at this point, or are they kind of staying the course, or what do you think about that?
They're concerned, and yet I don't think they're going to do anything overboard like, claim a Cole Hamels or sign a Cole Hamels, whatever, to leap into a higher, competitive level. Because as Brian Sabian said in a conference call with us on the Bay Area Reporters at the trade deadline, are we really contenders? He wasn't necessarily riding the Giants off, but he was at that point they were two and a half, 3.5 back, and he was wondering just how competitive can we. He was wondering aloud just how competitive can the team be, against the Dodgers, given the Giants' own shortcomings and stuff like that. It was it was interesting to hear him say that.
It is. So when you look at this team overall, I mean, it doesn't seem like the Dodgers are really letting up at all. But like we talked about before, I mean, these are two teams that have their fair share of flaws. It's really, it's not everything is hitting on all cylinders for both clubs. So when you look at this team, I mean, you say, like, there's no way that they can make it deep into October. There's no way they can make it to October. Or, are things kind of coming together, sort of getting some of these injured guys back? I mean, do you feel a little bit more confident from that side? Like, how do you see the team overall?
I still think of them as a postseason caliber team, which frankly isn't saying that much in the National League, because there aren't, there's a lot of parity there. It's become like the NFL in the National League. But I think they when they're playing right, you can say this about a lot of teams, but you look at them on paper and you look at them even between the lines, and you say this should be a contending club. They've got, they have a relatively deep starting rotation. They've got all-stars or near all-stars in a lot of positions. When the right guys are on the field, of course, and they have an excellent manager. So, what's wrong with this picture? but a lot of guys have been injured. Some members of the starting rotation have underperformed. We had an overhaul in the bullpen. The Giants had an overhaul in the bullpen, you know, changing closers, which seems to have worked out. But with Santiago Casilla becoming a closer, but he just hasn't had a whole lot of opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, these numbers, these aren't even a small sampling anymore. I mean, coming into, I guess, Tuesday's game, lost 12 of 17 and had a really not a good recent 10-game road trip at 4-6. But the thing that's alarming is since June 5th, they're only 5-22 against teams that are over 500. That's a really long time. It's a pretty large sampling there, and that's got to be alarming because, yeah. You know, going down the stretch and, you know, teams are largely playing other teams in their divisions, and certainly you're not going to be playing any bad teams if you do get to October. So that has to be concerning, certainly for the fan base, for the people that are watching this team every day.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's going to have to come down to the pitching. The starters did go through a recent stretch of, competence, you know, 7-8 games where their ERA was below 3, but they're going to have to lead the way, which is what they did in 2010 and 2012. And, again, it's no secret the hitters have to pick it up. Pablo Sandoval is doing okay, hitting .280. You know, Buster Posey's doing okay, hitting around, you know, .280, .290, but, you know, not driving in the big runs all the time. Hunter Pencil, you know, I mean, he's doing fine, but, you know, guy in front of him, Angel Pagan, has to start getting on base. You know, and it's asking a lot of them since he's just coming off his hamstring injury, but, hey, there's, as you said before, there's no margin for error. They have to get it going.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, shifting gears for our final topic, I'm cracking up at this phenomenon that has become the signs for Hunter Pence. So the hecklers have turned to making signs that are designed to insult Hunter Pence, but of course they're not really insults. It's all very good natured. I love the Hunter Pence eats tail so nobody else has to. Hunter Pence, I think that was one of his favorite ones. And the other one was Hunter Pence make sure that all of his bags fit in the overhead compartment. It seems like he's always in the middle of something. I know he invites a lot of it because he's active on Twitter. He's very interactive with the fan base. But has this kind of taken on a life of its own, this whole Hunter Pence sign thing?
Ask me again after tonight because, yes, it seems like it has. I mean, if they're even doing it, I'm not insulting Milwaukeeans, but even if they're doing it even in Milwaukee, my gosh. And I can't wait for the first home game, you know, since this phenomenon began. Who knows what they'll have out there. And, of course, it'll all be, you know, good-natured and even adoring for him. But I just can't wait to see what the home fans come up with.
Yeah, because you can't – I mean, he's not really like a guy that infuriates, like, opposing fans. I mean, you know, he's a really good player. But, he's a very likable guy, too. So it doesn't seem like this is, you know, stemming from any, like, really trying to ride him or anything. But I guess you're kind of asking for that when you sort of gesture back, when the outfield bleacher bumps, you know, they have their things to say to you and you kind of gesture back and you play along with it. So I guess he's the best guy to do it because he doesn't really let this stuff affect him and he kind of gets a kick out of it.
Yeah. Mine was going to be, Hunter Pence drinks decaf espresso, you know, like what's the point, right? You know?
Right. Somehow I doubt that given his energy level, but
I don't think he needs coffee.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Well, we will not keep you any longer, Chris, but thank you so much for your time and we will check in with you soon. Thanks a lot.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.